This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
I have a green ribbon. When we're going around with my tour guide, Eric, the historian of Austin, we found these kind of ribbons all around. And then I was asking to say, what does this mean? And then we got the answer to say, it's in memory of those who have been affected by the flash floods. That touched my heart. So I said to him, I need a ribbon, a green one. Because just as they are, so I am. So praying with you, more especially for those who have been affected by such kind of natural disasters, that God in his mercy is going to receive our friends who have gone before us, and he will comfort and look after those who have been affected, who are still living. First of all, let me just thank Father Chuck and all the clergy and the vestry, that's the language, and the vestry for welcoming me and allowing me to stand before you today. And thank you, Tom, for always being there, and Warm Heart International and St. David's being there for us. Thank you. That's the only word which you can say. It's a lot. It's a sacrifice. It's actually your life. We thank God for that. And we thank Mark and Anne for keeping the bishop under your roof. Yeah, telling the bishop, have you said your prayers? Yeah, that's very good, really. So thank you so much for providing a home and a chapel for the bishop. And thank you, Eric, again. Eric is a great guide. Take him one day. Take you around. We're at the Capitol. We're at the library. So went around. Eric knows the place, and he knows the pubs too. Yeah, so I said, oh, you're taking the bishop around, don't show him the pubs. But anyway, I'm so inspired and so happy that I can be here with you just to feel this warmth which God has given us. So I bring you greetings from your friends and your fellows from the Diocese of Southern Malawi, which have been in touch for more than 20 years now. So greetings from Southern Malawi. We are living in a very difficult time where things seem to disintegrate, not holding together economically, socially, politically, and even spiritually. We are getting different gospels, different sayings in the name of God. And so people are in despair, and are becoming confused and frustrated by each coming day. And the church, in her holistic approach to mission, is the only solid hope for the world. There's no other institution on earth that can bring hope to the breaking world. It's the church. You and me. Our readings today set a basis on how we can continue to be the stabilizing agent, a center of life and change. Isaiah, the picture of Isaiah, is giving actually that picture of what we are doing here. Offerings, incense. Of course, I didn't see any incense since I arrived. If you come to Malawi, you see it. We do incense all the time, you know. So offerings and all these kind of gifts which we give to God, meeting together for worship. And then God is saying, I'm not interested. Who asked you? So I will ask you, who brought you here? You know, Isaiah is giving that kind of picture. But is he saying this is nonsense? No. is just giving us that kind of picture to say that which is in these walls, that which we do here, should not end here. That which happens here, the reverence, the worship, the adoration, the greeting, the fellowship, all those kind of things are meant out there when we live through these doors. God expects us that as we revere him in this church, so we can do the same as we go out there. There are lonely people. People are feeling rejected. People without anything. People just need a smile and a greeting. I like your culture. The hug is very important. In our culture, you cannot just hug anyone. Otherwise, my wife will say, "What are you doing?" You know? It's cultural. But now she's used, I tell her, "You know, I'm your husband. I'm also bishop." So as bishop, I need to give a hug to all God's people. So there are people out there who just need a greeting. "How are you doing? How are you? Can you come for a cup of coffee at our church?" Just that, a hug. You know, so we come together to get from that love from our Father so that we can be able to give the same love to those who are out there. The vertical relationship needs to correspond with the horizontal relationship. So once the vertical, if we claim to have the vertical and fail to express it horizontally, that's what God is saying, away from me. Why? You are not learning. You are not exercising. You are not doing that which I taught you to do. So people of different professions, God calls them together with an intention of giving them the energy, the love, and the example so that we become agents of love out there. Amen? That's the way to go. So God gives us the energy. God gives us the theory in here so that we can do it in practice as we go out. For us to be able to do this, we need faith. Faith that enables us to see where we are coming from, where we are, and where we are going. If you are listening, when they were reading the epistle and the gospel, it's actually talking about those kind of things. I was irritated, Father, when they said, "Sell your possessions." I said, "What? is this what Jesus is actually saying? Sell all your possessions and give to." So from here, are we going to do that? No, that's not what he's saying. He's just saying that have the concern for the other. Possess your possessions. Don't allow your possessions to possess you. That's what he's saying. So possess your possessions. Don't allow your possessions to possess you. Who is the master? You or your possessions? Careful. That's what Jesus is saying. As I bless you, as I give you, so extend the hand. That's exactly what St. David's has been doing for the 20 years I've known of this partnership. You know, not only giving, selling and giving, but even going the Jesus way, incarnation, leaving the glory of Austin and going into the manger at Chapananga. Now, when we were going around with my guide, it was good. Chocolate, coffee, blah, blah, blah. Ask them when they come to Malawi, "Do you hear anything? Chocolate?" It's not there. That's exactly what Jesus is saying. Leave your comfort zones for my sake and go where I'll send you. I like the picture where it's saying, you're actually going somewhere. And it's true. There was a time when we are not. And we are going towards a finish. So whatever we are doing now will determine where we're going. Yes? Yes. That's where we have to be very, very careful. And the epistle is actually giving the same kind of picture. These guys, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they lived in faith. They never received what God promised to them, but they saw it from a distance. And they were not people who argue or were satisfied with what is. No. If it was that, they could have been there. But they were looking for a city whose builder and architect is God himself. I don't want to miss there. So, whatever I am, whatever I have, my profession, my possessions, this should help me to serve him better so that I don't miss my room there. There is a room for you. There's a room for me. Beautiful one. Whose builder and architect is who? God himself. And the only card which we need to get, serve him here and serve him well. So we were created to serve one another. For us to enable or to be able to do that on our own, we can't. But when the Spirit of God comes upon us, you actually do things which you thought you could have done. Ask Tom where he has been. He never dreamt of going to Malawi. Did you? No! He never dreamt of going and you know, helping to make bricks. No! Those who have visited Malawi, they never dreamt of going somewhere where they would spend hours without food. No! How did they manage to do that? When the Spirit of God is in us, we will be able to see with the eyes of heaven and be able to do that which we could not have done on our own. So that which makes me angry, when the Spirit of God comes upon me, will make me to smile. It is my prayer that as we come together to church, to be re-energized for mission, to relate to one another, to chat to one another, we'll actually be getting the injection to do more of God's mission. As we continue doing this mission, serving one another, then we'll be proceeding and going towards an end, where when it comes, we'll actually say, here we are, receive us as your children. Each one of us, different professions, but serving the same Lord. Different localities, but calling upon the same name. So, be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, and let's keep going, for the journey is not yet over. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.